644-1320 WILS. The president today, President Trump, directing federal agencies to review the H-1B visa program dealing with high-skilled foreign workers. Let's get some perspective from Roy Beck. He's the founder of Numbers USA, the nation's largest grassroots immigration reduction advocacy group. Roy, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening.
Yeah, the H-1B visa program, is that a good thing for our country?
Well, not the way it's been run. It was started in 1990, and the promise had been that this was for extraordinarily high-skilled foreign workers who would fill extraordinarily high-skilled jobs that we didn't have Americans to fill. That was the idea. And instead, it's been used for just pretty much entry-level, average tech workers and actually a lot of people who aren't even programmers. So it's replaced all kinds of Americans and even led to companies firing Americans, like we've the big story on Disney last year where they fired a bunch of Americans, but in order to get their severance they had to train their H-1B foreign replacements. It's just been an awful program.
And how does it work? Why are these companies preferring these foreign workers to Americans?
Well, it's a great way to practice age discrimination. I mean, like in most companies, you get a programmer who has worked for 10 and then 20, 30 years. They begin to accumulate higher wages and benefits. You can bring in an H-1B foreign worker that's coming in from, you know, maybe out of college, and hire them for, you know, maybe half the wages. Saves you money. Mm-hmm. Now you can say, well, if that foreign worker can do the job that the older worker can do, then why not let them do it? But, you know, that would be an argument for hiring an American worker, but it's mainly to save money. And the other part of it is that in Silicon Valley in particular, prices of housing are so high that it's hard to get by on an average salary, but the H-1B workers will live crowded, you know, like a dozen of them in one house to cut their pay. So basically these H-1B workers are willing to work under much worse conditions. You can force them to work overtime, that kind of thing.
Now this H-1B program covers, what, 85,000 foreign workers each year. So what is it you want to see changed in the program?
Well, that is set by law, and President Trump can't save that, can't change that. But what he can do is come up with regulations on how those are given out. And we don't know what he's going to do, but we do know that the recommendations to his people have been to start with salaries. That is, instead of taking the 200,000 or so applications every year by businesses and then running a lottery to see who gets them, you give the H-1Bs to the companies that are paying the highest wages, so the highest salaries. If you get up, and maybe there ought to be a floor. Maybe nobody that you're offering less than $100,000 should even be considered. So those are the kinds of things. In other words, if these are extraordinary workers, they ought to be drawing the pay of extraordinary workers.
If you had it your way,
be transparent.
If you had it your way, would you just end the program totally?
No, I think there is a legitimate reason to have it. I don't think we need 65,000 a year, but I think if we could come up with the right criteria, transparency, making sure Americans know that the jobs are posted and the public can know who's using it. My guess is that the numbers would be far less than 85,000 a year, and we can assure that these are not being used to replace American workers.
Now, do we know which companies are utilizing most of these H-1B visas?
Well, yes, that is public record. I don't have it in front of me, but an awful lot of these are used by companies out of India that kind of created, in a sense, a sort of a fake business here in America. Then they apply for these people, and then they shop them into different companies. But the big Microsoft, Google, these big corporations use them too.
Yeah.
And, you know, our argument has been is if you get the criteria right, you won't be in a situation you're saying we missed out on an incredibly skilled person because there weren't enough visas, because you're not going to be giving out visas to average people. You know, this despite Lake Wobegon, you know, most people are kind of in the average range. We got plenty of average American workers.
Right.
So don't bring us average foreign workers in to work.
Roy Beck is the founder of Numbers USA, the nation's largest grassroots immigration reduction advocacy group. How much success do you think we're going to see in immigration reduction under President Trump?
Well, President Trump has given big thumbs up to Senator Cotton out of Arkansas and Senator Perdue out of Georgia. They've introduced legislation called the RAISE Act that would reduce legal immigration from about 1 million a year to about 600,000 a year, about a 40% decrease in the very first
year. You're talking about legal immigration.
This is legal immigration.
Now, why do we want to reduce legal immigration?
Well, legal immigration has most of the harm that illegal immigration has, and that is it floods the labor markets without any regard to whether we need that labor, how that excess foreign labor might drive down the wages or the employment opportunities of Americans. What this bill would do would do away with immigrants able to bring in their extended family. They bring in their spouse and minor children. Yeah. But the extended family, which has nothing to do with skill or whether any employer needs their employment, that's what bloats our system.
Right. Nice thing, you know, the uncle and aunt and who knows who comes in along with them. Hey, it's Roy Beck, founder of Numbers USA. Roy, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.